Welcome to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Conversations that are real, raw, and relevant. Let's get the conversation started now.
Hey, welcome to Necessary Conversations. This is Daryl Taliaferro, and I'm so excited to have you joining me today. On today's episode, we're talking about something that all of us need to take, but very few people want to take it. We're talking about personal accountability. Let's get to it right now. What if the biggest thing holding you back isn't your situation, your past, or other people? What if it's you? Now think about that for a second. Because today we're talking about something that can completely change your life if you actually apply it. And that's personal accountability. You see, today we're going to break down what personal accountability really is and why it's so hard for most people. But most importantly, we're going to talk about how you can start building it in your life today. What does personal accountability actually mean? You see, at its core, personal accountability is simple. It's taking ownership of your actions, your decisions, and even some of your results. But let me be clear. Accountability is not about beating yourself up. It's not about guilt, shame, or constantly blaming yourself when things go wrong. It's about ownership. It's about saying, this is where I am, and I'm responsible for what happens next. You see, there are two ways people respond to situations. The first is a blame mindset. This sounds like, well, it's not my fault. I didn't have time. They messed it up. The situation just wasn't right. And listen, we've all done that. We've all been there. We've all tried to shift the blame to others when really it was our fault. But then there's an accountability mindset. Now that sounds like, what could I have done differently? How can I improve this the next time? What part of this is on me? Let me give you an example. Let's say you're late to something important. The blame mindset says, well, traffic was crazy. But the accountability mindset, it says, I should have left earlier. Now, it's the same situation, but a completely different mindset. And here's why that matters. Because when you blame, you give your power away. But when you take accountability, you hold on to the power and you're able to make the necessary changes to move you from where you are to where you need to be. So if accountability is so powerful, why don't more people take it? Well, it's because it's uncomfortable. Let's be real for a second. Taking responsibility means facing some truths about yourself that you might not like. And here's a few reasons why people avoid accountability. Number one, fear of failure. If you admit something is your responsibility, then you have to admit that you might have messed up. And a lot of people would rather protect their ego than grow. There's so many people looking in the mirror to check their outfit, but very few looking in the mirror to check the challenges, the issues, and the problems that they're faced with day by day. So the next time you look in the mirror, don't just check that outfit, but check out the issues and the problems that you need to adjust as well. Number two, the reason why people avoid accountability is because they're comfortable in their excuses. You see, excuses feel good in the moment. Oh, I didn't have time. I was too tired. I'll start tomorrow. You see, those things feel easier than saying, I didn't prioritize it. I didn't make time for it. I was too lazy to do it. But those small excuses add up over time and they'll cost you your goals. But then number three, it's simply a lack of discipline. You see, accountability requires consistency. It means doing things even when you don't feel like it. And listen, let's be honest. Most people operate based on feelings, not commitments. Even though you made the commitment, if you don't feel like it, you'll say, you know what? I just didn't feel like it today, so I'm not going to do it. No, all of us need to take some time to hold ourselves accountable to the commitments that we made, especially the commitments that we make to ourselves. There are so many people that make commitments to other people and they'll go out of their way to fulfill those commitments to others. If you tell somebody, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow at 5:00, you do all that you can to show up tomorrow at 5:00. But if you tell yourself, I'm going to start on the book tomorrow at 3:00, for whatever reason, something comes up and you're unable to start on the book at 3:00. Why? Because you have not taken personal accountability for your actions. Don't be guilty of fulfilling the commitments that you made to others while simultaneously neglecting the commitments that you made to yourself. But then number four, the reason why people fail to take accountability is based upon their own habits and their environment. You see, if you've been around people who blame everything on others, you've probably picked up that mindset without even realizing it. But here's the truth that you need to hear. Excuses may protect your feelings today, but they'll limit your life tomorrow. I think I better say that again. Excuses may protect your feelings today, but they'll limit your life tomorrow. In other words, though you may feel comfortable saying, I was too tired, I didn't feel like doing it. The reality is, once you get to the place where you thought you would have been and you're not there yet, you're going to wish you hadn't made those excuses. Now listen, let me pause and say this. I'm not coming for you, but the truth is, we all want to be the best version of ourselves. We want to be able to accomplish everything that God has entrusted to our hand. And therefore, if we plan to do that, we've got to take some personal accountability. Now let's flip this for a second, because when you do build personal accountability, everything changes. First of all, you build confidence. Now, I'm not talking about fake confidence. I'm talking about real confidence, because confidence comes from keeping your promises to yourself. When you say that you're going to do something and you actually do it, you start trusting yourself. You start believing yourself, and that changes how you show up in every area of your life. But then number two, you become consistent. And consistency is what separates people who talk about their goals from people who actually achieve their goals. Number three, your relationships improve because people can rely on you. They can trust you. You stop making excuses and you start showing up. You start doing exactly what you said that you were going to do. And that builds respect. And finally, you get results. Not overnight, but results. Because when you take accountability, you stop waiting for things to change and you start participating in the change. Now, how do you actually build personal accountability? Well, number one, you've got to build awareness. You can't change what you don't recognize. You've got to start paying attention to your habits, your patterns, and your excuses. You've got to catch yourself in the moment. When you feel like you're making an excuse, you have to say to yourself, no, that's an excuse. When you find yourself in a habitual pattern or a habit that is contrary to what you said that you were going to do, or in a pattern that is adverse to the direction that you need to go, you've got to check yourself in the moment. You see, there are a lot of people that's quick to check others, but very few people will take time to check themselves. And I want to encourage you to take time to check yourself. Number two, you've got to own your outcomes. At the end of each day, I want you to ask yourself, what did I do today that moved me forward? And what didn't I do? You see, asking those questions honestly allows you to take inventory of where you are and where you need to be. It allows you to be honest with yourself and not make excuses, because when you're honest and avoid the excuses, you can be true about where you need to improve. Because the truth is this, all of us need improvement, but we've got to be honest with ourselves in order to do so. But then number three, you've got to set clear goals. No vague goals like, I want to do better. No, be specific. I'm going to work out 3 times a week. I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m. every morning. I'm going to save at least $700 this month. Whatever it is that you want to do, I want you to be specific, because clarity creates accountability and ambiguity promotes excuses. Let me say that again. Clarity creates accountability and ambiguity or confusion promotes excuses. But then number four, create systems. Don't rely on motivation, because sometimes motivation is rooted in feelings. And when you don't feel motivated to do a thing, you won't do it. So write things down, set reminders, and track your progress. One of the things many of us have that we often take for granted is our smartphones. You can write things down in your note app, and you can set a reminder in your calendar app, and then you can track your progress. And if possible, have an accountability partner, somebody that you trust that you can share your goals with. Then number five, I want you to replace your excuses with a sense of ownership. Instead of saying, I didn't have time, I want you to be honest and say, I didn't make time. You see, that small shift changes everything. When you take accountability for what is wrong and what you need to improve, you're able to see the harsh reality of actually what is going on and how you need to change it. And lastly, I want you to keep the promises that you make to yourself. Start small, but if you say you're going to do something, do it. Even if it's simple, because every time you follow through, you're constantly and consistently building trust, and that trust is everything. Now let's bring this all together. Personal accountability is about ownership. It's about choosing to take responsibility for your life no matter what. Because at the end of the day, you can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you respond. And that's where your power is. So here's your challenge. Pick one area of your life, just one, And for the next 7 days, take full accountability for it. No excuses, no blaming, no waiting, just ownership. And watch what changes. Listen, your life doesn't change when you blame, but it changes when you take accountability and responsibility. Listen, you can do this. If you can trust others, you need to trust yourself. If you can make commitments to others and keep them, you've got to start making the commitments to yourself and keeping them. I believe in you. You can do this. If this episode blessed you, I want you to do me a favor. Share it with somebody who needs to hear it.
Thanks for listening to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Follow us on social media at Necessary Conversations Podcast. Join the conversation by leaving a message on our website, necessaryconversationspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you'll be notified every time a new one drops. Now, go have the conversations you need to have with the people you need to have them with.